Hey, Patty Dominguez here. Thanks so much for joining me on this episode of the Positioning to Profit podcast. We are on episode 90. I'm so excited. Episode 90, and today I'm going to be sharing on this solo show a little bit more about this idea of a brand promise. And as you know, whenever I'm chit-chatting with my clients and we have sessions, certain themes come up. And if I see a pattern, then I'm like, okay, this is something that I should be talking about because these are things that could use some clarity, right? Some clarification. And so one of the things that I have found to be distinctly important is the importance of your brand promise. It's something that I've been talking about for quite a while and something that you can, you know, gloss over it and do fine, but it's better to have a clear understanding of your brand promise and then how it could be trickled into the messaging, the touch points, the things that you're doing for your clients, for your prospects, so that they have a clear understanding on what to expect. Because the brand promise is what connects you to your prospects. So much so that they're like, okay, that's what you're promising. That's what you're going to share. All right, I believe you, right? Because after they build trust, then they're going to pull out their credit card and they're going to invest in one of your products, programs, services. And you got to deliver on it though. And so this episode is tying in that whole process of how do you create a brand promise so that it stands out. As you know, when everybody's zigging, you want to be zagging. I'm all about the zag. On top of that, I did want to let you know that thecafecall.com was an open AMA that we did earlier in March, and it was awesome. And I really, really enjoyed it, have had great feedback on it. And I just wanted to let everybody know that we're having another one in April. And for the date, the time, and all of the details, simply head over to thecafecall.com and secure your spot. It's basically an open Ask Me Anything style call, where I am sharing free coaching strategies for your business, getting you unstuck with your marketing, with your brand promise, for example, anything that you need to help you move forward. I'm happy to support you. So all you have to do is head on over to thecafecall.com. All right, and here we go. Hey there, I'm Patty Dominguez. You're about to discover what it means to position your brand and your business to stand out. This show explores the stories of small business owners just like you who are bringing their message out to the world and impacting their tribe. So if you want to take your business to a category of one status, then hang with me because this podcast shares everything you need to know about how to be more prolific with your brand so that you can have more profits. All right. Thank you so much for checking out this episode of the Positioning to Profit podcast. Today, I'm going to be sharing more about this concept of meeting your brand promise, the importance of it. And it's something that I find to be super important, and it's kind of clumped in under branding in general. And as you know, I talk about how positioning is a strategy for your business and then branding is the visual interpretation. Now, brand promise on the other side of things, or in addition to, brand promise is something that in essence is a promise. What is it that you stand for? What is it that you commit to your clients once they become a client so that they have clarity on what to expect, right? So in order to do that, a couple of things that come up. So really the intention behind this show is to steer you in the right direction so there's no confusion, right? I like to keep things simple. So first thing you want to know is have supreme clarity, of course, on the who, right? Who is your premium prospect? Who is it that you're speaking to? Who is it that you are going to stand out? And again, when everybody's zigging, you want to zag. So in that zagness, you want to make sure that you're standing out in front of that premium prospect. And you, of course, want to make sure that it is a profitable target for you. Okay. And then the other point to consider, just a key concept for you to really consider here is what. Now think about what is it that is going to compel them to choose you over the competition and stay loyal. See, this is where that zag is super essential. So when you have that zag, you can then create distinction, differentiation, uniqueness, right? And the brain loves unique. So this all goes hand in hand with creating that brand promise. Okay. And so the third point here is why, meaning why is it that people should believe what it is that you have to say, right? Why is it that they should trust you and believe you? And so this is where having your repertoire of stories is really essential. So one of the things that I talk about in my Positioning to Profit course is the importance of having kind of that treasure chest of stories that help to solidify concepts that you're sharing. So I'm going to share a concept here of the idea behind a brand promise. So one of the things that I could be totally aging myself is there's a character whose name is Pee Wee Herman, and he is this reluctant hero who had a movie come out. It was called Pee Wee Herman's Adventure, and he also became super famous, and he had a morning cartoon kind of series where it was him, but with cartoons and stuff. Anyway, he really became this huge persona that appealed to both parents and children. And parents trusted him enough to say, yes, you can watch Pee-wee's Playhouse on TV. This is amazing. So he became super famous. And in the interim, he really showed up at all of the events, whether it was a red carpet event or anything where he was promoting anything Pee-wee Herman related, he would show up in character. So the guy that played Pee-wee Herman, I believe his name is Paul Rubens, he would show up at events as Pee-wee Herman. Now, what happened? So once upon a time, somebody called the cops, and he was at a theater, an X-rated theater, doing some, you know, questionable things at the theater. And it was like this really scandalous thing that happened. He got arrested for, I don't know, it was like indecent exposure, right? You can imagine what happened. And this image completely crumbled, completely annihilated his career. He was never the same. He never recovered from it. And the reason why people took it so hard is because there was a brand promise that he had focused on delivering over and over again as a reluctant hero, as this clean-cut persona that appealed to parents and children, and he was just this lovable character. So when he got caught at some X-rated theater in a precarious position, if you know what I'm saying, that really broke the brand promise, and people never forgave him for it, and his career was over. Of course, they pulled his TV shows. He never did any more movies. I think he made some cameo appearances here and there trying to, you know, renew his career, and it just never went anywhere. So his whole career died. It was over for him. Why? Because he had not met the brand promise. Because when your brand promise falls short of your client's expectations, in your case, they get upset, right? They are so feeling like, hey, you promised one thing and you didn't deliver, so now I don't trust you. And then when you've lost trust, well, quite frankly, it's over. So this is why I use this as an example so that you can see how that concept of a brand promise works, okay? Now, the fourth point here in terms of generating your brand promise is you definitely want to keep in mind is how you're going to deliver that brand promise. So the brand promise, how you're going to deliver it, focusing where the operative word and what I'm saying here is the how. Think about the touch points that you are going to be interacting with your clients on and make sure that your brand promise is clear. So one of the things I'm very passionate about is for my clients feeling like they're heard, right? Like loyalty is a really big value for me. And I want to make sure that I am creating the environment where people feel appreciated, people feel like they're heard. So that helps them breed that level of trust. And when people trust you, they're loyal. So my team, we know that when a customer asks for something, we're going to do our very best to over deliver on that promise. My clients are heard. If they have ideas, they're welcome. I definitely believe in having that feedback. So it's like this feedback loop that I would really depend on my clients for, because I want to know what they're thinking. I want to know what they want. I want to serve it up to them when they feeling like, hey, I could really use so-and-so. I could really use some more direction here. I could really use your help in this way. Because if I can deliver on that, I know that I'm putting in brownie points in the trust fund, so to speak, meaning they're going to build trust. They're going to trust me even more, which is something that to me is priceless. And that trust leads to loyalty. So I understand how that works. So one of the things that we do, our team, is really understand what are those touch points, whether it's a thank you card, whether it's acknowledging people's birthdays, whether it's, I love the feel good factor. I don't just talk about it. We really live it, you know, in my business. So that's something that's very important to me. So the how, take inventory, is how many interactions, what are the touch points that you can add your flavor to, that you can add your zag to, so that people are going to admire, like, wow, you know what? Thank you for that card. That was really amazing. Or thank you so much that you heard me. This is all your clients want, is they want to be heard. So this is where it is so essential to have that in mind and to really think about that process for doing that. Okay, so here's the other side of it, is that when you have those four elements of that, you really have the opportunity to develop a really strong brand promise. And that's especially important in a highly competitive area. So I'm in the coaching space, right? So in the marketing, talk about bloody, bloody ocean. There is so much competition in my space. So what I really, really am centered on is not necessarily the marketing know-how. Yes, it's essential. Yes, I'm comfortable talking about all these things, positioning galore, marketing concepts galore. I'm extremely comfortable with it. I can back it up. I understand what I'm talking about. I'm confident in this arena, but that's not my secret sauce. My secret sauce is building community, because all things considered, one of the things that I'm hanging my head on is how do I create more of that client loyalty? How do I create more of that feel good factor? That thing where people like literally genuinely love and appreciate each other. Okay. That's my zag in terms of developing the community that I'm focused on. So back to you is think about in the competitive space, you want to make sure, how is it that you're standing out? And just understand that focus on those touch points, focus on the things that matter to you, go back to your values and see, are you representing the values in what it is that you're doing, right? Because you have to have that alignment. When you have that alignment, the resonance will be there. So that's what's really, really important. And then lastly, really consider that brand promise should be consistent. You have to be mega consistent with it. In other words, we have also brought in people on our team who showed up, did not work because they weren't a fit. The resonance internally wasn't there. And I will never forget, there was one girl who we hired, and she just didn't work at all. I mean, it was not a good fit. It was like oil and water. And Christy on my team, she said she kind of snapped at Christy. And I'm just like, wait a minute, what? You know what I mean? Like, that culture and the support and acceptance is something that I'm not willing to compromise. It's literally the equivalent of putting a red apple, right? Like in this bowl of fruit, is putting that red apple. Well, what do you think is going to happen, right? So you have to be very protective to honor and be very careful of how your brand is showing up, that brand promise. So you want to be consistent over time. Make sure your people understand that, how you're bringing it to life through the product, services, interactions, promotional campaigns, all of it, right? And so that it is consistent in the mind of the person that's on the receiving end. Now, they're not going to necessarily say, oh, this is your brand promise, huh? This is what you're promising me. They're not going to know that. They're going to understand that it's a feeling that they get. It's a feeling that they get when they know that they can depend on what you're promising, because people are only focused on what's in it for me. That's the only channel that matters to them, is what's in it for me. So we want to make sure to deliver the feel good factor, and so that they understand what's in it for them. Okay. These are the type of brands that stand out. And so you really want to make sure that you have that front and center, is asking yourself, what is the brand promise? What is it that I stand for as a business owner? And do I have those touch points? Am I showing up, right? Am I serving the who? Is it clear what it is they're going to get? Is it clear how I'm doing that? All of these elements. And how can you infuse that with the emotional aspects of that? Because understand that people talk about customer service. Yeah, that's like a requirement. This is not a competitive advantage. But when you dazzle, when you surprise and delight, now you're talking about that feel-good factor. That's a well-oiled machine that you can put out there where people are like, oh my gosh, that was so nice that you did that. If you can create a system out of that, create the consistency so that you're delivering the brand promise, but adding a little something to it, right? Adding that whipped cream and sprinkles like I talk about. And what I mean by that is the emotional factor, right? Because there's customer service is just the ice cream. Like, yeah, customer service, you should be giving me good customer service. But when you can surprise and delight, adding that extra layer of awesomeness, like imagine that plate of ice cream and the ice cream and you're putting in whipped cream and syrup and sprinkles and nuts and the cherry, now it becomes a sundae. So now it's a different thing. It's the ooh-ah factor. So you want to make sure you have that in your brand promise as well. Okay, so these are the examples of the touch points that I'm talking about. So where can you infuse that in what you're doing, in how you're interacting with your clients? Okay, so that's a little something about brand promise, because again, it came up today. Earlier this week. And then actually last week as well. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to be talking about that because that totally makes sense. I feel like this is something that would be helpful. And of course, let me know what you think on Instagram, tag me, or on Facebook, but really more on Instagram because I like the interaction there actually. And then also don't forget the cafe call, thecafecall.com. That was amazing. And before I forget, one of the things that I talked about on the cafe call was something I have called the Positioning Toolbox. So if you go to positioningtoolbox.com, Christy on my team. Christy created positioningtoolbox.com, a one-pager that kind of has all the goodies that you can dive into. So you can find my ebook there. The podcast is there, the positioning quiz, more information on the cafe call. I have a couple of online workshops that I did earlier this year that are free. You can find out more about coaching options such as Prolific Cafe, the best membership on the entire planet. And that's the truth, as well as more information on coaching in general. So again, you can find that over at positioningtoolbox.com. And with that, I look forward to catching you on the next show. All right, have a great one. Thank you so much for checking out the Positioning to Profit podcast. If you haven't already done so, please make sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any new episodes. And also, it would mean the world to me if you would take a quick moment to leave a rating and review on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, or your favorite podcast player. It really helps to get the word out about the podcast and, of course, the featured guests. And lastly, please make sure to connect with me on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, I'm on all of them, and use hashtag positioning to profit so that I can search you out and connect that way too. All right. Thanks so much. See you next time.